Athabasca. Athabasca's elder hawks are flying high, just waiting for a chance to dive bomb and ruin someone's day, just as they have in first six games of the Young Northern Alberta Interloc League, NAIL, season. The Athabasca Regional Multiplex was buzzing last weekend as the U18-1 Hawks took on their counterparts from Westlock in the form of the Warriors December 1st, and after getting their feet under themselves in the first period, glided to a 9-2 victory, with Tristan Durrell putting up four goals as part of a six-point night. He then repeated the feat the next day against Redwater, as part of an 11-2 thumping of the visitors at the multiplex, helping bring the Hawks' season record to a more than respectable 4-1-1. The Hawks lost to Slave Lake and tied Drayton Valley the weekend before, but previous to that, racked up an 11-0 win in their season opener in Fort McMurray November 12, which they followed the next day with a 10-2 win against the same team on their own ice. The U18-1 Hawks are playing in Tier 2 of NAIL and are playing in the Red Division with Westlock 1, Slave Lake 1 and Edson 1, but will of course travel outside of their division. Durrell is leading the team and the league with 16 goals and 8 assists, for 24 points in 6 games. Owen Alex, Rowan Ponich and Marcus Sakowicz each have 8 points of their own. Durrell also leads the team in penalty minutes. Goaltender Bowie Loomis has been standing on his head all season, starting in all 6 games, including a 50-shot shutout in Fort McMurray in the season opener. They'll be back on home ice Sunday December 11 at 2:30 p.m. against Edson before heading out on the road December 16 to Bon Accord to face the CNN Knights and December 18 in Westlock to finish up 2022 against the Warriors. The U18-2 Hawks team is playing in the Blue Division of Tier 3 against a host of other regional teams this year. These Hawks sat with a 1-4-1 record after 2 weekend games in Edson. Edson was only up by a goal going into the closing frame of Saturday's tilt but netted 5 more goals to Athabasca's 2 for an 8-4 win. Race Dierker put home 2 for the Hawks while Keegan Durrell and Rylan Burritt each scored 1 in the effort. Durrell notched another goal in the Sunday morning game and was joined on the scoreboard by Alfie Wigham and Xander Gullion in the 5-3 loss. The two U18 Hawks teams are part of an 11-team Athabasca and District Minor Hockey Association for the 2022-2023 season, which includes one U7 and one U9 team, two U11 teams, three U13 teams, and two U15 teams, who will all call the multiplex their nest this year. Elsewhere in Hawks hockey last week, the U13-2A team is on a roll, adding 2 victories to their record Saturday in a doubleheader against Barrhead, which they won 7-5 and 9-4. 2 from Jacob Kostick and 2 from Carter Larajay in the morning helped out the team, while Jasper Hines put in 4 and Carter Hobb netted 2 in the afternoon win. The team is 5-2-0 on the season. The U13-2B Hawks skated to 2 ties Saturday and Sunday, one against Drayton Valley at home, and another in Barrhead, bringing their early season record to 4-0-2. The U13-1 team, along with both U15 teams, were off this weekend. The U11-1 team is sporting a 2-6-0 record after a 10-1 Saturday win at the multiplex over Whitecourt and a 6-3 loss in Slave Lake Saturday. The U11-2 team was also off this weekend, along with the U9S, and the U7S, who are just getting used to their home nest, have been doing their thing, building on their skating and puck skills to help the Hawks of the future soar even higher. See Zwick at athabasca.greatwest.ca.